This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, the 5th of February, here at your service and on your side, are the three ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with the Dougster. Being right is not enough. It's interesting how violent some of the verbiage is these days, even if some of it's well-founded. Think about how you're saying what you say. Again, maybe we are the example because we don't always agree, but we're respectful of the other person's point of view. We get washed away sometimes with the anger. And last night, the State of the Union, I think, was a pretty good example of that. Trump didn't shake Pelosi's hand, and Pelosi rips up the speech. At what point can we just, like, hello, give it a rest? Let's move into another world. All right. So anyway, is there anything else? What are the backdrops, Jennifer, of the President's State of the Union from last night? The world moves on, the continuing overcooking, the analysis paralysis of it. Oh, this is what he said and this is what he meant. You know, the words speak for themselves. Figure it out.
I think just quite, you know, down the middle, I think the president had some objectives going into the State of the Union, and I think he probably hit all of those objectives.
What were the objectives?
I think he honored some great Americans. I think he provided an optimistic look towards the future, and I think he was able to tout the achievements that he said he started 3 years ago. And that's really what the president's job is to say, look, here is what's going on in the country. Here's what I've done to try to make things better. And that's kind of the argument you make. And he also was pretty harsh on people who embrace socialism. I mean, I think maybe the most telling guest, I mean, there were a lot of people with a lot of incredibly emotional stories. A Tuskegee Airman was there. A family was reunited with their husband and father who had been overseas in Afghanistan. But I think maybe one of the most interesting things is that Juan Guaido was there. And Juan Guaido is the president of Venezuela that we recognize. Americans and the European Union all recognize Juan Guaido as president. However, Maduro is looked at as someone who is still occupying the country. He is the president for all intents and purposes. And to have Juan Guaido there, I thought, was effective in the way that it tells you what socialism can do. 20 years ago, Venezuela was an extremely, extremely wealthy, well-to-do country with lots of natural resources and wealth. And under socialism, in just 20 years, people can't get a loaf of bread, and their shelves are empty, and people are starving, and they're looking for places to go. And so I thought to have him there as someone who has been fighting this, I thought was maybe the most effective, because there are about half the country who embrace some form of socialism or socialist policies. And
we
think
we all
it was
do every day. We live
important.
With socialism in this country.
Some
now.
Of
we
it.
Live with, yeah, democratic socialism is not socialism. It's a different thing. But we live with it. We don't have we wouldn't have fire departments and public schools and libraries. People have really got to pump the brakes on not clearly defining the difference between what happened in Venezuela and what actually happened
but
on
if you
a daily
listen
basis
to the,
here.
If you listen
that
to
works.
The policies, if you listen to the policies of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they are very much equal to what was promised to the citizens of Venezuela when the socialist system took over there. And so, while yes, there are some aspects of socialism that are used in this country, you know, I don't
try to take Social Security away from people, and it doesn't matter where you are.
Okay,
I wouldn't say the public school system. I mean, look at how much we pay for the public school system in California, and it's failing.
Terrible.
So would
California
a private alternative be better? Yes, that's what President Trump talked about last night, is about school choice.
Prisons haven't worked particularly well.
I would say all of the aspects of socialism that we have pushed to in our country are maybe the things we take exception with most every single day.
On the circumstances and what people are brought up around. In Spain, socialism works for them wonderfully well. They only work 35 hours a week. They have six weeks a year guaranteed vacation, all that sort of thing. But Spain is just kind of there. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just there. And so if you're going to, America is full of big personalities with big egos and big dreams and big ideas. And it seems to, that's why it's a melting pot. And that's, I don't know that you're ever going to, I hope we don't ever kill that. But the other side of it is that there are a lot of things that are going on here because there are so many different interests. We've let a lot of people come in here, as has been the case since we began this experiment, that came from all over the world and have different backgrounds.
I feel very strongly about that because it bothers me that so many people, especially young people, think that it's the right thing, because it's my opinion that socialism breeds laziness. It takes away our will.
It is.
We
it
accept
does.
Mediocrity.
It's easy
to
tell people you're going to get everything
we
for free.
On. Right. We were founded on a country that people came here, immigrants came here to do better, to work harder, to create better lives.
Right.
And so anybody who talks against that and says, well, let's just accept whatever the government gives us. No, that's not who we are. And I think that's why I feel so passionately about it. And I don't like,
I don't know any, I don't know who, I don't know anybody who is a Bernie fan who doesn't want to work. I know plenty
but
of people who have
to
student
accept
debt.
A mediocre education because it's going to be
how?
Free and run by the government. We do it every day.
It is now.
The public school system
but
is mediocre.
But people
at best.
Who can afford Harvard are always going to go to Harvard. It's the people who can't afford to go to a better school or to go to school at all. They're the ones who are absolutely going to benefit from that.
About, like,
there are a lot
students.
Of really good community colleges in America.
Okay, but my point is this. We accept a lot of mediocrity in what we accept to be free. Look, I'm not rich by any stretch, but I would not qualify for financial aid at all. So, and I'm not poor enough to not go to school. So I would accept a mediocre community college education. Now, I went in, and I worked hard, and I went through community college, and then I paid my way through a four-year university, and I'm pretty dang proud that I don't have student debt at the end. If you start giving people education, do they work as hard? Do my mom's students... I mean, my mom taught for 30 years in public school. She won Teacher of the Year a couple of times because she championed some kids who really needed it. And they were able to break out of the system. They were able to apply for grants that took them to higher education that could create their ability to flourish. I mean, she got a kid into Stanford on a four-year ride because of his skills, because he worked hard. It wasn't just...
And that's fine, but you know what? Not everyone is right, but not everyone is smart enough to go to Stanford. And so there are plenty of other people who are highly functioning, contributing members of society who can go to a state school and make something of their lives, and that's fine. I think that we get into this conversation of, well, it's either free and you're lazy and you're not going to do anything, or you go to Harvard.
No, here's the bottom line.
The rest of the country is in the middle ground there.
The bottom line for me isn't how this all works, but how it's paid for. And for me, I championed people who need our help, people who are destitute, people who can't work, they are physically unable to, mentally incapacitated. These are wards of the state that it is our obligation as healthy and accomplished Americans to help them. That's our job. But it is not our job to pay the way for people who can need to figure out. That is not the American way. That's not how, as we were just saying, people who came over here worked their ass off. And many still do who come to this country to achieve something from a place where they can't. Those people should be praised, lauded, helped, and encouraged, but not on the public dole. That's not my job to take care of somebody who's able-bodied, physically, mentally, emotionally, to move ahead. It's not my job. It's not anybody's job. These people need to learn independence. Think for yourself and help yourself. Clinton said it best, give him a hand up, not a hand out.
Yeah,
whether you like Clinton or you don't like him.
He's a capitalist. People think that you either have to be, like, on one side of the aisle, you have to embrace socialism or not. There are plenty of Democrats who are sickened at what's going on, which is why they're having a hard time finding a candidate, which is probably why those people are looking at someone like Bloomberg, who is a capitalist. But the far left of the party, which is becoming way more mainstream, takes those people apart. Look at the messaging from Elizabeth Warren. Billionaires are bad. Billionaires are evil. No, they're successful. People shut up, and most people don't. But you know, it's the pushing of the party that is making everyone else compete to out left the next person to make it through a primary.
So two things before we run out of time. One of them is whether there were exaggerations. A few things last night were somewhat of a misrepresentation of what was there, and Trump's pretty good at that. I mean, he can get you to believe stuff that may not really be true. But I think that's true of all presidents. If you look back and fact-check what Obama used, all of them, you know, you can fact-check it until you're blue in the face. I just think it's very interesting. I think it was good, I said this before, that Limbaugh got the Medal of Freedom, not because of what he, you know, whatever the motivation that Trump had, because of the fact Limbaugh has been supportive of him, okay. But the real reason, if you really want to dig into it, whether Trump even thought about this, but the reason in my mind that Limbaugh deserved the award was because of what he did for radio. AM radio was dying. It would have been dead, literally. He single-handedly revived the AM band on radio and is responsible for jillions of dollars. Hey, listen, the guy's made almost $1 billion in the radio business, and he deserves it because of what he did over the years and how things have changed because of what he and the two or three people around him managed to get done in the face of when Ed McLaughlin, this is an inside story, but Ed McLaughlin was the guy who used to run ABC, the radio network, and he retired and they gave him, as part of his severance package, free airtime on their network, thinking he'd never use it. And he went out and found Limbaugh with a guy named Bruce Maher and put him on the air, and wow, look what happened. It's a fabulous American story, frankly. I think Limbaugh looks awful. I hold a good thought for him and wish him well and think good thoughts because nobody deserves to suffer as people do who have what he has. That's my cap on what happened last night. Jennifer, before you go, there's an interesting study that's out this week about women who stop drinking alcohol and their mental health quotient. Maybe this is how you can, all three of you drink.
For me. Start drinking or stop drinking?
Wow.
I was actually going to tell you about the impeachment trial before we get to that. Is that good? Do you want to hear about that? It'll most likely end today. And I think if everything goes as it's expected to, the president will be acquitted by about 4 p.m. this afternoon. That's when the session is gaveled back. Remember, the last couple of days, senators from both the right and the left, Republicans and Democrats, have stood up and justified it for the record, basically, why they chose to vote on witnesses and whether or not they're planning to acquit the president. Yesterday, we heard from Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who said they were going to vote to acquit the president.
Romney's probably the only Republican who's going to vote against it.
I don't think that he will, actually. We'll see. He's the only one that's up in the air, along with three Democrats. Kyrsten Sinema, yeah. Joe Manchin, and Doug Jones may also vote with Republicans to acquit the president. So we'll see, but that all kicks off at 4 p.m. on the
East Coast. Biggest waste of time in the history of this administration. We've had a lot of waste of time. All right.
The president's supposed to speak afterwards, by the way. So
women who binge drink, imbibing more alcohol than ever before. Number of alcohol-related deaths grown rapidly in recent years. Women who quit alcohol improve their mental well-being, according to the research that was done. Women tend to have higher rates of depression than men do. They tend to have more physical adverse effects from alcohol.
Studies like this frustrate me because the headline is women who stop drinking improve mental health. But, I mean, how many women are binge drinking? None of us are binge drinking. So, like, yeah, if you stop drinking.
None of us. You're talking about women. You're talking about Victoria,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Three of us. I mean, I don't know exactly what they're categorizing as, but I'm not having multiple drinks a day multiple times a week.
But that's not binge drinking. Binge drinking is you can go all week without anything, and then you get
saving
with your girlfriends on
Friday.
Yeah. And then you go hog wild on Friday and Saturday night. That's considered binge drinking. Well, but I think the more alarming part of all this is why are women under so much extra stress that they need the alcohol? That's what we need to look at. And
please,
this is white women,
too. Do we have time to list all of the extra stress that all of us are under? I don't know. I know that this is true, and obviously they say if you have problems with depression and you're on antidepressants that you shouldn't be drinking also because they can completely negate the impacts of each other. But I don't know. I think a drink every now and then. One drink
I think a martini and half
a
Xanax is just perfect. So,
I'm fine. None
of us have
a problem.
Martini and half a Xanax. Man, that sounds like it's pretty
That'll set you
dangerous.
Free.
Oof, yeah. 21. We're here to set you
we
free.
We have that at breakfast.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It feels like you don't care. Why don't you recognize I'm so rare? Always here. You don't do the things for me that's not fair. I don't have it all. I'm not claiming to.
My pleasure to bring you some musical information every hour during this portion of the DJB program. Selena Gomez starts out our focus here at 24 after the hour. Since the start of her career, she's preached about the importance of embracing one's individuality. She hopes to continue that message with the launch of her new beauty brand. It's called Rare Beauty, in fact. Selena Gomez and Rare Beauty. Instagram video yesterday announcing the upcoming project. She says, quote, being rare is about being comfortable with yourself. That's very, very true. That's very mature of her. I've stopped trying to be perfect. I just want to be me. Another very mature way. How old is she? 26, 27? How old is Selena?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Probably 25 or 26. She's had quite a few health issues and health scares and other things, and I'm
glad.
Was
she depressed for quite a long time? Wasn't that some?
Well, she has lupus, and she had to get a kidney transplant from her best friend.
I'm sure she suffered from depression from that. But it's I'm glad that she's saying this because I think she's hopefully gotten to a point where she's so over all of this other stuff and people criticizing her body or doing any of that that she's just like, it doesn't matter.
Just ignore those people.
As long as she's healthy and happy, that's what matters.
She said, I want us all to stop comparing ourselves to each other. That's very mature as well. Start embracing your own uniqueness. You're not defined by a photo, a like, or a comment. Thank you, young lady. Rare beauty isn't about how other people see you. It's about how you see yourself. Very mature. Good for her. The brand's name is a nod to her recent album, Rare, and the title track, Rare Beauty, will be launching in North America this summer at Sephora. Sephora is a mall kind of beauty shop, right? I remember?
It's a chain of beauty products. They're everywhere. Yeah.
Are they for what age, particular age group?
All ages.
Kara, would you buy stuff? Really? You buy things
live
in there?
Like, Doug, when I die, my ashes will be spread at Sephora. So it's for all ages.
Yeah, I buy stuff at Sephora. I've bought stuff for my mom at Sephora. They have individual stores that I would go to. But they also have them in Penny, like JCPenney's and other department stores that
all makeup and skincare.
What is it you like about it with? I know, but how is it different than what you can get at the...
Because you get every brand in one store.
Yeah, they're typically, I mean, nicer brands, higher end brands than you would get at like a Walgreens or a CVS or something like that. And yeah. I don't know, the way it's organized, it's kind of like Target in that it's like has a very much a way that everything is displayed. It's all black and white. It's all very neat and organized. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
So it already has this website for the Instagram page. It already has a million followers. So that speaks
that's
to the
not
power
surprising.
Of her.
She's, I think, the second most followed person on Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
even still the first. I'm not sure.
The Goo Goo Dolls have announced their summer tour. It's called a Miracle Pill Tour. The most recent album they've come out with is Miracle Pill. That's what it's called. It's a 29-date run starting July 23rd in Boise. Hit outdoor venues across the country like the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. What a fabulous place that is. My God, for a concert. Also, the amphitheater in Nashville, the Greek Theater in L.A. here. Fan presale and VIP sales starts today at 10 o'clock local time for this local presale start tomorrow at 10 local time. General public tickets for most dates go on sale on Friday at 10 local time. Where you go is to googoodolls.com for ticket info, googoodolls.com. The band also unveiled a live performance video of Autumn Leaves, which was filmed in Kalamazoo, Michigan during their fall tour last year. So Autumn Leaves, googoodolls.com. That's the update on what's going on with them. What a great name, huh? The Goo Goo Dolls. I love saying the Goo Goo Dolls. 28 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline. And we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny.
Afterwards, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't tear into the State of the Union address. She literally tore it up. She was seen tearing her paper copy of the speech while standing at the podium. She told reporters later she tore up the speech because, as she put it, it was the courteous thing to do considering the alternative. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth.
The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ah, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Big doings today, as usual. It's Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The Kansas City Chiefs are having their big celebratory parade as the champions of the Super Bowl. So it's a holiday on both sides of the border in Kansas City.
Yeah, this is happening in Kansas City, Missouri, in case anyone is unclear about what state that's
where
in.
It is.
That happens. Right. The parade starts today at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. And this is the first the team's first Super Bowl championship in 50 years. So this is going to be a really big, really big deal. And then they're going to have a victory rally that starts at 1:30, and the nearby National World War I Museum and Memorial will provide vantage points on its north lawn. So lots and lots of fans probably already there, probably have been there since last night. And, of course, this is going to be such a big day for them to celebrate. Now, one of the other cool stories that came out of the Super Bowl this year, I don't know if you heard about this, Doug, but the Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman, Derek Nnadi, he's a big animal lover. And so he paid for the adoption fees for 91 dogs from a Kansas City animal shelter.
Really? I did not hear that. Good for him.
Yep. Whoa. And so after, so he's covering the adoption fees, which are about $150 per dog. And anybody who now, who any dog that is in the shelter currently, starting retroactively from February 2nd.
Yeah. Right.
So now anybody moving forward until the shelter is cleared out, he is going to pay the adoption fee. So
yeah,
it is, it's
well,
the
how will that ever be cleared
project.
Out? They just they bring dogs in there all the time, right?
No, I know, but anybody that's anybody who was in the shelter on Super Bowl Sunday when he won, anybody who's all the dogs and cats that were in that shelter, he's got all the fees.
Better yet, this is a wonderful initiative, and he's to be congratulated. But wouldn't it be nice if people like that had the money would step up? And if they felt it's a conscious thing, you got to either want to do it or not want to do it. And I'm not going to criticize people for not doing it, but how wonderful would it be if folks, high visibility folks with a good, strong net worth would go to these pet shelters and support them?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You're right. Yep,
a lot of people use, and this is not the first time that he's done animal type work like this. He has sponsored other dogs in the past. He has a foundation, and he does a lot of that money that from his foundation goes to helping animals and getting them adopted. And it's really great. So apparently, so far, about 50 dogs have already been adopted since he made this announcement, which is wonderful.
Cool. Good. Yep. All right. Other news of note, Shannon Doherty, who is a lady, an actress who's been around for quite a long time. I didn't realize she was 48. For some reason, I still think of her as 20-something. Mm. But she's had a tough time with breast cancer, and it looks like Limbaugh's not the only one that's got a stage 4 problem. This lady has had breast cancer off and on. Kind of reminds me of the Olivia Newton-John story. In the fact, there's been 3 or 4 times she's been through this, right?
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John, I think she's, I don't know what stage she's in, but I know it. She's battling it again. But for Shannon Doherty, she was diagnosed in 2015, and then 2 years later in 2017, she went into remission. And now recently in 2019, I think towards the end of 2019, unfortunately, it came back, and now she says it's stage 4. So the reason that this all is public now is because she has a lawsuit against State Farm Insurance over not about her health care insurance, but about her home. It was damaged in the Woolsey fire. Remember all the California fires in 2018?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
So she's in a lawsuit with them saying now that since they haven't, she's claiming that they haven't paid enough money to redo her house and fix it up. So now her lawyer says that, you know, she just wants to die in peace and she's not able to do that and she isn't able to get the care, in her own home. So it's going to go to court.
You know what?
It'll be back and forth.
Yeah, but you know how these insurance companies, there's good and bad in everything. There's plenty of dough there. Why would you leave yourself open for all that scrutiny? And especially when she's really got an issue, a health issue, she wants to die in peace at her home, and they want to, you know, worry about their bottom line. In this circumstance, they deserve all the bad publicity. And you know how far bad publicity, you know how much money State Farm spends in advertising? Here, there's spots on the
everywhere.
Radio. Everywhere. But this one story does more to turn people off. And so you shut up, pay whatever it is that would be necessary to make her comfortable so that your advertising isn't in vain. Because that's really what this does. It so turns people off. Then I'd go anywhere. I have State Farm insurance here in California. I wouldn't renew after this story. I wouldn't renew with them. Go somewhere. There's plenty of insurance companies around. So it's not smart.
Yeah, and then they put out a statement. We empathize with her health issues and we wish her a full recovery. You know,
which is just like laughing in her face at this point because she's probably not going to recover.
All right, a couple of other lawsuits here. The Weinstein circumstance continues. This young lady, Rowena Chow, is that how you pronounce her name? Chu? What's her name? Rowena. She was the one that Harvey Weinstein's lawyers tried to intimidate. 24 years old.
Is she the one who had the panic attack on the stand and had to leave? All these stories are horrific.
I don't think so.
She worked in London. No, I don't think that's the one.
That
was
the friend of
London.
Someone who he raped, I believe, but not one of the actual victims.
See, they tried to get her to, the lawyers tried to get her to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, naturally.
Smart enough, she didn't do it. So now they're, but that's what they are doing. for payouts, they'll we'll pay you off, but you can't talk about it. So, you know, I would think Gloria would be all over. Gloria Allred would be all over that one. I can't imagine.
Well, I think, doesn't she have a few of the...
Gloria? Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got four or five of them. Yep. Here's another lawsuit. Walgreens paying $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed by authorities here in California alleging that Walgreens has employed fake pharmacists. This is a beauty.
This one's really bad, though. Keep going, because the one pharmacist in particular was responsible for a lot of damage.
745,000 prescriptions, 100,000 of them were for opioids.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors say Walgreens failed to verify she didn't have a license when the company promoted her.
This is one woman. One woman. I mean,
look at the damage.
745,000 prescriptions one woman did. And Walgreens, because they didn't... did she present a fake pharmacology certificate? What did she do to get hired as a pharmacist?
Well, she's been charged with felony impersonation, so she's had to have presented
something
in the credible department, or whether it looked credible, in order to get herself hired. On top of the fine, Walgreens also be required to conduct annual audits and submit an annual compliance report. That should be for all of them. CVS.
There should be so many more restrictions on from doctors writing scripts for opioids to how the pharmacies are handling it. There needs to be a lot more oversight on that.
I'm not a fan of Walgreens and never have been. I don't think their stores are skilled. I think CVS always, for me anyway. Maybe it's because I'm a hometown guy and CVS started in my backyard. They were originally not a drugstore. It was called Consumer Value Stores. They were the original dollar store. You could go and you could find, when I was a kid, you could find anything you wanted cheap at the Consumer Value Store. That's why they called it CVS, or Consumer Value Store. And then they went into the pharmacy end of things, and that's where their bread and butter is now. But it was originally they were the dollar store in New England anyway. So, all right, so that takes care of that sort of thing. Today, National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I wanted to underscore this again because this is the 34th annual recognition of the confidence and strength and character gained through sports participation. Something to be, I think, lauded, recognized. This day actually started in 1987. Special day in our nation's capital. That's where it started to recognize women's sports. The day united premier organizations and some of the elite female athletes at the time to bring national attention to the promise of young women in sports. So I take my hat off to that, to the day. Just please be cognizant when you are involved in athletics as to what the output, the outstanding ramifications are of some of the more of the rougher stuff for boys or girls. I mean, you know, soccer is dangerous. Got to be careful of that. Here's, I have been over the years a supporter of PETA to a point. But they now, in the last 10, 12 years, they've gone off the deep end. So Jennifer Lopez is out on the Super Bowl stage, and this is her signature. She wears feathers all the time, right? Isn't she oftentimes in performances, she's wearing feathers. So we all have talked about, I don't even think anybody mentioned this when we talked about it yesterday, the day before, how good her performance was. She and Shakira on stage, most people thought it was a great halftime show. And she, she dresses, gussies herself up and uses a lot of feathers. PETA says, that's terrible. She shouldn't do that. So now they use their social blogs to take shots at it. Now, do I think that it's appropriate to kill dozens of birds so that she can have a feather thing? Maybe not. But the other side,
I don't understand
is,
why she didn't. I mean, I know Versace made the, it had 40,000 feathers on it that were individually hand-sewn.
Yep.
It had 2,000 crystals on it, too. I don't understand why. And I know Versace made it for her, whatever. But why can't you use fake feathers? Why do they need to be real feathers?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea. So is that, I just think that we all try to find something so negative, and it's always negative, isn't, positive. Why don't they go find, if they're going to say something like this, then go find something good and balance what you're concerned about with something that somebody's doing that's good.
Yeah, I do think it was an interesting issue that they brought up, though, because I think most people looking at it wouldn't even realize the consequence of, you know, just wearing
a coat. No, how many birds died?
Yeah. I do think it is kind of a good thing to bring up just because it makes people more aware of, like, okay, well, here's this person you like and they're wearing this coat, but, like, all of these birds died because of it. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I think PETA can be a little overboard, but I think it was a good thing to bring up, though.
What I did find is the continuing reviews of Jennifer Lopez's daughter and her singing. That seems to have been something that went over quite well.
Mm-hmm. The whole halftime show. I was reading a thing yesterday that it's the most viewed of any halftime show in the history of YouTube. So think about that.
Was that Sheila E. doing the drums? I'm looking at the video. That's
Shakira plays drums and guitar. Yep, she played both.
I didn't know that. Yeah, you know, Sheila E. does that. She's fabulous. Yeah. She's a fabulous drummer.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah. Okay.
But Shakira's known for playing instruments and stuff
too.
Yeah. But it's they had more views. They had, I think it was 154 million views on YouTube. They had the most downloads of any of the halftime performances. It was they went big.
The father of this
Mark Anthony.
She's a cute kid.
Yeah, she's got the twins. It's a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay. I didn't. You know,
they both look just like the father.
Really? Now, who does Shakira look like? What's her story? I don't know that much about her. I know she's popular. How old is she?
She's Colombian and Lebanese.
43.
But yeah,
she's that old, is she really?
That old?
She looks a lot younger.
J-Lo's 50.
Yeah, I got that. J-Lo has been
around. They both look amazing.
Only because of you have I sort of started to pay attention to Shakira. I didn't pay any attention to her before.
It's so funny because, you know, in the U.S., J-Lo is so much bigger, but internationally, Shakira is known, like, everywhere. For some reason, she's only had a few hits in the U.S., but, yeah, outside of the U.S., she has major, major influence.
Time for us to explain the satisfaction guarantee that comes when you buy Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the way in America, and now it's becoming international. The distribution of Power Swabs for teeth whitening is now going to Europe. People all over the world are understanding that this product, with the ingredients that are all natural, is the most intensive, most satisfying, the most successful whitening kit that's around today. And you can buy them. Easy enough. Go on most of the commercials start. Go online, too. No, in this case, you call the special number 800-208-1797 to get that bright smile back again with Power Swabs. For any reason it doesn't work, though, after 30 days, you send it back, get your money back. But nobody does that. How can a company be successful? Once in a while, you probably find somebody. But for the most part, you'll see for yourself when you do this. I do it every month or so. I think you ladies have done it. I know, Victoria, you like when you buy the whole kit, which normally is $99, but you get 40% off plus another $10 off and free shipping when you use the DJV code. But it has the swabs and it has that stain-out quick stick, which ladies can throw in their purse, pocketbook, whatever. Guys put it in your pocket.
Yep, if you have any red wine or anything or coffee, swipe it up. It's great.
Right. That's what this is all about, getting rid of those stains caused by, as Victoria just
suggested,
drinking
wine. And you want to do it quickly,
too,
so it doesn't really set in. Especially with red wine or tea or coffee, you want to do it really quickly.
Try Power Swab. See how much whiter your teeth will be in 5 minutes. 800-208-1797. 40% off, $10 off after that, and a free quick stick. That's right. Right now, get the deal. 800-208-1797. 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Change the theme a bit for the wonderful world of Disney, but as you can tell by listening to it, the theme contains many of, there's Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. Nobody else remembers that but me. There's some of the earlier shows that Disney had, movies and stuff. The Wonderful World of Disney is on ABC, I think, first, back in the 60s. All right, so why are we extolling the value and virtue of the wonderful world of Disney, Chucker?
Because Disney gave their quarterly report yesterday, and their new Disney Plus streaming service attracted 26 million signups since November, which is a very impressive number. And if you look at that service, what they're doing, producing a lot of the Marvel content, the superhero stuff, they're going to build and build and build to something very, very powerful in that industry, and there's nothing Disney doesn't do right. So 26 million subscribers to new Disney Plus this November. That is really a very impressive number indeed.
They're smart.
Oh, a lot of that is Star Wars and Mandalorian, you know, Baby
right.
Yoda. Oh, my gosh, that's a cultural phenomenon, and it's worth every bit of hype. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. All right, so is there something... No, Disney pretty much has got control. This is another one of those things. You know, I've never been a fan of Disney, the corporate entity. I think Walt Disney was a phenomenon, and look at what has been created in his name. But, you know, after a while, you get a little tired of them buying up everything, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you a bummer. We tried to book The Princess Bride for Valentine's Day as a revival film at our theater.
Yeah.
And that movie was owned by 20th Century Fox, and it is a DCP, which means a high-definition download. We've done it before a few years. So Disney bought 20th Century Fox last year, and every property they own has gone back into the vault. They will not license any of their older films to be re-shown in theaters if you show first-run movies. Some of the older revival houses that show first-run, they'll let do.
Because they want everybody on the streaming service.
Yeah,
they don't want anybody to go to the theater.
But, I mean, it is a bummer. I mean, you're talking Princess Bride, Home Alone, Sound of Music, Alien, so many great films from the 20th Century Fox library, Matrix, that theaters cannot show in revival showings because Disney will not allow it. Disney's never let their animated vault be shown in re-release unless they release it themselves, but that is what that is. And sort of a bummer from our side of the fence.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm back to. All for one and one for all. It's all about them. About the... And there's so
cheap. I got one interesting story here also, Disney. Rick Moranis, Doug, who has not worked in feature films since the 1990s, reportedly is in talks to join the cast of the third... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie.
Oh, okay.
He did not take part in the new Ghostbusters film, which is a bummer. But I guess they've convinced him to come out of retirement and be part of that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise once again.
They've had how many of those movies? Three?
Two of them. Right. Two of them. Yeah. Joe Johnson, who directed the original, is going to return to direct. So, and Josh Gad, who is in the live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast, will star. He will play the son of the Rick Moranis character in this new film.
How old would he be at this point? Is he in his 60s?
Rick Moranis? I don't know. I guess in his 60s, right? I guess he would be in his 60s.
He was in a movie with the sister and brother, John. The last name begins with Cusick, yeah, right. And he was the sister was in a movie with him that was the cutest thing. I don't remember the title of it, but it was just... cute. I always thought
My Blue Heaven, I think.
Yes.
With Steve Martin, right?
Steve Martin was, yes, right, exactly. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah, that was, they were just, he was, I don't know if cute fits a guy, but I don't know that he was, I don't ever think he was funny. I just thought.
Right, he was appealing. He had a feel for what he did.
Yeah, right, that's it.
One other bit of TV news. Showtime has ended the run of Ray Donovan with Liev Schreiber, a really good show. After seven seasons, it will not return for an eighth season on Showtime. They made that announcement, yesterday.
Violent. Don't you think unnecessarily violent?
It is, but it's really good, though. It is a really good show. I think it's a really good show.
Yeah, but why do you like violence so much?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.